It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But Russ's tweet doesn't show us any evidence that Russell gave Tay Banks anything. Quote, salute to my guy and young star Tay Banks. Grateful for letting me wear number three, King. Full of gratitude. Well, what'd you give him, Russ? Did you bully him? Did you say, hey, I'm Russell Wilson. Give me your freaking number?
No. The first segment you said that Russell Wilson comes across as more, what, egotistical, not humble.
That's correct.
You know what a humble person does?
What's that?
Doesn't tell the world what he gave somebody for something. Doesn't want all the credit in the world. That he
or he didn't give up anything, and so he's just a bully.
Well,
I mean, you could twist it however you'd like.
Or is he playing 3D chess here?
Right.
Okay? Tay Banks now has tweeted out as the Giants. He is taking number two now.
Right.
Who famously wore number two at college? Shador Sanders and Jaxson Dart. Is Russell Wilson taking three from Tay Banks, making Tay take number two? So
you know, it doesn't work that way.
The new college quarterback comes in, doesn't get his number, and is pissed off.
When you're a rookie, you get whatever the hell they give.
Remember what Tiki said about rookies, okay?
They suck.
Now, speaking of the rookie Shador Sanders, and we got to really be careful in trying to interpret this, but Deion and Shador were talking about what we've discussed here for the first half hour of this program, and that is the dynamics in that quarterback room. Strong personalities like Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. So take a listen and see if maybe we can kind of gain any thought processes of Deion and Shador when it comes to potentially being a New York Giant and joining that eclectic mix in the quarterback room.
But, if all of them go to New York, they're talking about the pregame prayer going to be fire. But Russell and Jameis, the pregame prayer going to be off the chain.
Y'all being that pissed.
You're going to be on the head, man.
I mean, hey, look, bro. I ain't trying to hit. Come on, bro.
You're going to be getting baptized for the game.
Deion said, you're going to get baptized before the game, which is a very funny line. It sounds like Shador said, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Oh. Wait a second. So Shador would be pissed to be in that quarterback room?
I don't think it was a quarterback room. I think he was talking about the pregame prayer in the locker room.
Well,
so Shador finds both corny.
Yeah, clearly. That's how I would take that.
I think I mean, I don't know if every team still does it every game, but I feel like I did it every game. I said the Lord's Prayer as far as I can remember, back to when I was, I don't know, 8, 9 years old.
Right.
We always did that. But I think what he's saying is Russell and Jameis might take it to an extra degree.
Yeah, they're going to baptize him before the game, according to Deion.
Where's the water?
So that does that concern you? Because it does sound like he said I'd be pissed.
It
doesn't concern me.
I don't think it concerns me, but it just, you know, like I almost wish we're getting this point a month out. Can we stop having microphones around Shedeur Sanders until he gets drafted now?
No, you can't. And you know why? Because the Sanders family has them around them all the time.
Right.
It is the Kardashians of sports.
You see what they want you to see.
Yes.
And this audio is included in that. They're playing chess.
Is Shiloh Chloe?
I think you're right.
What's the chess game that they're playing?
Only they know that. But if you follow the cleats, the I only play the Browns in Madden, the stuff from Deion the other day where I said this, but I didn't really say New York. Now this gets leaked. There was something earlier this week with Shedeur. Who's the guy, the Philly guy? The guy that got the viral videos. That he did the video with.
I have no idea.
You just, you know the guy.
Oh, Gilly the Kid.
Yes. And then he was talking about don't go to the NFC East, and everyone was trying to interpret. He's a Philly. He's an
I know. I know. It's absurd, but I just have no idea.
My point is that every time
I'm about to be 50,
every time you turn around, there's another little breadcrumb in the 100%. Shedeur Sanders.
And the breadcrumbs you're saying that he doesn't want to play for the Giants? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What
I'm saying is that depending on what day they wake up, it seems like they want to play for another NFL franchise.
So
and I will stick to my point that I've originally had is they want him to go number one overall.
Okay. All right.
So that's whoever has a number one overall pick, they'll go.
I think that is the truest thing you said. Is it they want to be, I mean, it's just this thing of pride.
Yeah, I get you.
You can always say I was a number one overall draft pick.
I understand.
No matter what happens to the rest of your career.
It also comes with a lot more pressure.
Of course it does. Especially if it's an organization that's looking at you as a savior.
Yeah, especially if the guy taken behind you turns out to be a lot better.
Right.
I think that adds to it, too. And it doesn't feel like there's any chance he's going to go number one overall. But we'll see. We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Billy in Greenwich, Connecticut. How are you today, Billy?
What up, Billy?
Sorry, my screen is frozen. Sorry.
Well, guys.
Oh, what's up, Billy?
I'm doing well, guys. I just wanted to bring up, I know there's a lot of talk about the quarterbacks for the Giants, and we're season ticket holders, and it's been disgusting the last 2 years. But ultimately, without an offensive line, we're not going anywhere.
Agreed.
And I haven't heard any talk about who we're picking up, what they're doing, how they're doing. And we could have a great quarterback, but if he has no time to throw the ball, and nobody blocking up front, we're never going to get anything done.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
I wonder what you guys are thinking about that.
Well, I mean, I think the Giants will draft an offensive lineman, probably not in the first round, but...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
They will draft an offensive lineman at some point in this draft, and it might be a second round, third round, or who knows what it is. But they've also done a decent job previously in free agency with their offensive line. Now, it didn't because Andrew Thomas got hurt, and then now you're moving Jermaine Illuminor all around as opposed to where he was originally supposed to be, which, by the way, was right guard, and then he had to kick out to right tackle. Look, there's going to be some moving parts. Hopefully they get it solved and correct this offseason, but I think they'll draft an offensive lineman.
But I think you also hit on it. When Andrew Thomas is and was healthy, and I know that's a major question now because he's had 2 years in a row where he hasn't been healthy. Mm-hmm. I thought their offensive line last year was formidable.
Yeah.
Like, it
was good.
Down.
I remember, right. We had the conversation.
Yeah. It all went to hell
right
when Andrew Thomas got hurt. All you got to do is look at the results. The results back that up, and you mentioned how Jermaine Illuminor got moved around. The whole thing became a mess.
Yeah.
So my biggest critique on Joe Shane, and certainly something that they need to protect from, is what happens if Thomas gets hurt again?
Right.
You can't let things derail.
You got to have depth. You have to. Now, they've done some things in free agency. Stone Forsythe has come over. James Hudson has come over. Those guys aren't, like, starters, but they are veterans who can stem, hopefully, the tide until Andrew Thomas, if he does get hurt again. Let's hope it's not season-ending like it's been the last couple of times. But you just build depth, and I think they'll do that again in the draft and draft an offensive lineman.
Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Afternoon, fellas.
What's up, dude?
Yo.
I heard Russell Wilson gave a signed poster of Russell Wilson to Tay Banks.
I like that. That's a good one. Yes. It's possible.
Listen, right now, this time, I'm a Jets fan. You guys know that. I kind of feel like Tiki Barber circa 2023. Like, I'm not rooting against the Giants, but I kind of want them to draft Shedeur Sanders because I just kind of, like, want to see what happens with that QB room. Like, it's NASCAR almost, you know?
Right. I like that. Tiki Barber 2023. You didn't hate the Jets.
No.
But you enjoyed watching the sideshow.
Yeah. No, it's must-watch television.
The New York Giants and the New York Jets have switched places. Now, they're both losers as of now in terms of just winning games over the last couple of years. Though the Giants did have the playoff season. I don't want to dismiss that.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, the Jets and Giants are both losers. Right now, the Jets have morphed into boring losers, which could be a good thing.
And it sounds intentional.
Yes. Aaron Glenn said that.
Said we are flying below the radar. We do not care to win the offseason.
The New York Giants are very entertaining losers. From John Mara on camera with Saquon Barkley, I'm going to lose sleep, to Saquon leaving, to the quarterback personalities they just brought in, to the rumors around Shedeur Sanders. Like, the Giants are entertaining.
Yeah.
Now, entertaining could lead you to another 4 or 5 win season, but the Giants and Jets have switched places, and that's not, like, really a good thing.
It's not a good thing at all. What do you mean, not really? It's not a good thing at all.
It's not a good thing. Frank is calling from Tom's River. How are you, Frank?
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Good afternoon, sir. What's on your mind?
How about this? Jameis Winston has the most on talent in the NFC.
I mean,
how about that?
You're not necessarily wrong.
He's got great arm talent.
Right. I think it's better than Dak.
He has a cannon.
Yeah, it's bigger. It's bigger, better than Dak. Definitely better than Hurts. But Hurts.
How about Jaden? Where we put Jaden Daniels
on
that?
Jaden Daniels. I probably am going to give the edge to Jaden Daniels.
But it's close.
It's close, but Jaden Daniels is going to ultimately, I think, blow him away.
Well, look, Winston's arm talent has never been the question.
No, it's his decision-making.
Yes, and so the question is, can Brian Daboll, who did a really good job developing Josh Allen and harnessing him when it comes to turnovers, and even Daniel Jones 2 years ago, would he be able to harness Jameis Winston? And that's why, from a playing standpoint,
I
would be intrigued by that.
Well, the challenge for Jameis is that mechanically, and this is in the weeds, but like he's very long. You know what I mean? So like his release is long. His wind up, he takes an enormous step forward when he throws the ball. So it's projected. And so unless he's on time, his on time, and the ball comes out, you know, anticipatorily, that's why it gets picked.
Right.
You can see it coming. And so he's just got to be quicker with his decisions and release. Interestingly, that was kind of the same thing we talked about with Daniel Jones last year. Now, Daniel Jones would just not make a decision and then not throw the ball. Jameis is going to throw the ball, and sometimes it'll work out for him, but a lot of times it doesn't. That's what leads to a lot of his turnovers.
I think also, I just want to message out to Giants fans, as I am one. If you're excited about Jameis' arm talent, I think that's great. do not be the Giant fan that takes to Twitter and use Jameis Winston as the best arm talent in the NFC East as a form to brag to the rest of the NFC East.
That means nothing.
Can we please not embarrass ourselves this year?
He hasn't started in 5 years.
I mean, my God.
Right.
My God.
I've realized that if...
I mean, Hurts just won a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels is all world. And we're talking about Jameis as being the best arm talent in the NFC.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.